Now, joining me in the studio, she's all the way from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop in Crown Street, which is an amazing independent bookshop in Brentwood, very successful. It's been over 10 years?
11 years 11 this month.
11 years, well done. It's Natasha.
Hello, how are you?
Who is the owner?
I am.
Looking very glamorous. I have to give her, she is always looking glamorous. What was that noise?
Sorry about that.
Was that? It's nodding us. Always looks very glamorous. And it's on radio, though. I have to tell you, she's one of the people that just can really carry off a look. You always look so, you look cool.
Thanks.
Because you wear those lovely dresses as well, and I always say about those, like the 50s kind of dresses that go in at your little waist.
They hide a multitude of sins. That's why I wear them. They're the right shape.
Now, Chicken and Frog is highly successful. People who might not know about it, and where have you been if you don't? Tell everybody about the bookshop.
So we are an independent bookshop in Crown Street, which is the best street in Brentwood. No offence, Brentwood. I love the whole town, but Crown Street is the best. We started off as a children's bookshop 11 years ago, and we are now a general bookshop. I say we still specialise in children's, but we've got a whole room for adults. And we do loads and loads of community events with my lovely friend Becky, who's hiding in the corner, who's from Ridgeball and Boreham.
Hello, Becky.
Yes, we put on loads of events. Thanks to financial support from the BBP. So that's Beresford's and Tees are the main sponsors. And then we arrange stuff because we think, especially now, it's really important to put on as much community stuff as possible that's either free or incredibly, incredibly cheap for families, because it's tough out there, right? So
yep.
If you can come and have fun for a few hours and forget your troubles, then that's what we do.
Yes. And you've done stuff throughout the summer, besides with the sweets and all the things during the summer for the kids to come and do some artwork. But you just had the Halloween event.
We did. So we had the Halloween event on Saturday, and we were a little bit nervous, not about doing it, because we had Sophisticated Entertainment, basically did most of it for us, and they are incredible, so professional and brilliant. So we knew it would be good, but the weather gods were messing with us on Saturday, so we were quite anxious that it wasn't going to work out. But I think it just made people come out early. So it started at 4, and usually with our events, the first half hour or so can be a bit quiet, and then people trickle in, and then it gets really busy. But this time, I think it was 4:05, and the street was heaving. It took me 10 minutes to get from French Quarter, which is two doors down from me, back to my front door on Saturday at one point, because it was just insanely busy. But it was fantastic. So we had loads of activities for the kids outside, where there were some brilliant actors leading them in Halloween-y games, and we had a fire eater and a stilt walker, and she did aerial hoop as well. Very talented, quite annoying. Honestly, just for goodness sake. We had Lorraine's dance school. The kids came down and danced. It was so cute. And crafty stuff was going on. It was just such good fun. And people, the heavens did open at one point, and everyone just stayed because they were having such a good time. It was brilliant. So, we had a really good time. So thank you to everyone who came along. We had fun. And any excuse for us to fancy dress, really.